got Dave Sender with us with Soil Warrior. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm doing good, except for this. We didn't get our desired tillage and fertility applications done last fall, and we're hearing from so many farmers about, okay, what can I put in furrow? What can I put in close proximity to my seed? And how can I best deliver nutrients this year? What's your answer to that? You've got a solution, right?
We sure do, yeah. And needless to say, you're not the only one singing that tune. A lot of guys are in that very same position. With the Soil Warrior, we're able to apply that fertilizer throughout an entire zone. So we've got a couple different options with regards to how deep and how wide you can make those zones. But you're really getting that fertilizer blended throughout that entire soil profile. So, you know, there's definitely a safety factor there with the nutrients you're putting down. In fact, I suspect this spring, a lot of farmers are going to be putting down, you know, their full rate of P and K with a pretty healthy dose of nitrogen right in that strip and then planting in right into that strip. We've had a lot of gentlemen speaking more and more of, you know, 2x2 attachments and some in-furrow pop-ups, and they still continue to do that, but I think it's extremely beneficial, especially with the way that this spring is going to be, a lot of work to be done, and needless to say, a very short period of time. Being able to put that full season's worth of P&K down is going to be very beneficial.
You know, there's so much that growers want to put in close proximity to the soil. We were just talking with Becky Jo Smith with Valent about microbial-type products. Are you seeing a lot of demand for that and getting questions from growers that are using your equipment?
Yes, we definitely are, and that is continuing to grow year after year. Hearing the conversation that you had with her with regards to that topic, not only the mycorrhizae fungi, your cover crops, and she brought up some really good points with those considerations, and we're getting more and more customers, frankly, that are beginning to want to incorporate cover crop seeding at the time they're doing, in this case, you know, a lot of times they're fall passes. But, it's definitely a growing area where I only think that's going to get larger and larger.
Yeah, I can't even tell you, Dave, how many pictures I got of strip tillers who had cover crop in between the strips this year, and guys were just fired up about how that was looking. I've been talking with Dave Sender with the Soil Warrior. Dave, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on. We'll be talking to you again going into this spring.
You bet. Have a good day.
Talking about what to put in furrow on corn, we'd love to hear what you're doing. You can give us a call at 844-44-AG-PHD. Stay tuned.